What was that day like when you had that horrible confirmation from your doctor?
The thing was, I had an appointment after work. I thought it was just going to be seeing the doctor and him sending me for blood tests or whatever. A friend at work said, "Do you want me to come with you?" And I said, "No, it's nothing, that just do a few tests." When he actually told me that I had Parkinson's, it wasn't just my hand shaking, it was my whole body was shaking. My knee was banging against his desk. It was a complete shock, even though I'd said to him, "Well, I suppose it could be Parkinson's or multiple cirrhosis." I didn't really believe it. I thought that I probably got a trapped nerve. It was a shock.
And you left the doctor's surgery, and then for 3 years, when it came to certain people, you kept it a secret. I know from your colleagues, some of your friends, and actually for a short period of time as well, you tried to keep it a secret from some of your family. How stressful was that?
Well, it was stressful. It was, the word got round the family quite quickly, but I just couldn't talk to people about it. I couldn't come to terms with it. The first couple of days was really weird because I was told on the Friday night that I had Parkinson's. By the time I got home, it was there but unreal. And I told my partner, who was really shocked. But by the time I got to talk to my daughter the next day, I wasn't upset at all. And in fact, at some points, we were making jokes about it. The following day, Sunday, it suddenly hit both of us and we just absolutely sobbed and sobbed and sobbed.
How much of a relief was it for you when, I suppose, people like your colleagues finally knew? And you, because I would imagine when you've got some of the more visual effects of Parkinson's disease for you, that must have been even worse when they were coming on and then you were trying to, you know, say it was a nerve problem or a back problem or things like that. How much of a relief was it when they finally knew?
Well, it was a relief. I was ready for it then. People said to me, "You know, you're walking ever so badly. Is it your back?" And I said, "Yes, I've got a back problem." I still do have a back problem. So I wasn't lying to anybody. It was just I wasn't telling the whole truth that I had Parkinson's as well.
10 years on from that diagnosis, how has the support been from your loved ones? Obviously, you had that day, you know, with your daughter and sobbing. But now, I suppose, 10 years, the support. I know as well, actually, some of your family have done fundraising as well for Parkinson's UK. What's the support network been like for you?
Oh, it's been absolutely tremendous from everybody, I have to say. But the family were wonderful. My son-in-law and his brother built a boat and rowed across the Atlantic and raised, I think it was £17,000 for Parkinson's. And my daughter did a skydive. Yes, there's been lots of fundraising. But joining the support group in Alton was a great thing. I didn't want to do it, but it was the fundraising for the boys rowing the Atlantic. My partner said to me, "I'm sure that people in the support group would know some good ways of raising money." And I said, "Oh, I don't know whether I want to be in with a lot of other people. I'd be seeing what's going to come." But when I went there to give a presentation to ask them for their help, they were all so lovely and all said, "Come on back, come and join us." And I thought, well, why not? Let's give it a go. I've loved it. They're such lovely people, and it has helped knowing that other people have got the same things as you have and going through the same situations. And I've learned a lot. Things that I thought were just me getting older have actually found out others in the group have got the same sorts of things, and it's Parkinson's, and so it's just one of those things.
Finally from me, if you had a message to anyone who perhaps been diagnosed and is worried about the response that they might get from friends or colleagues, what would your advice be to them?
I would say be brave, talk to people, let them know, go to your support groups, they're everywhere. You'll get support rather than pity. which is what I was worried about.
Beverly, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just good luck to everybody, and let's hope that they find a cure soon.